there, everybody. Welcome to MSP Tutor. I'm your host, Steve Taylor. Today, I'm joined by Nate Friedman from Tech Pro Marketing and MSP Sites. Welcome, Nate.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Absolutely, man. I'm pumped. We're gonna talk about some cool stuff today. So, let's before we dive into like the meat and potatoes, let's just establish some background. Tech Pro Marketing and MSP Sites sounds pretty self-explanatory. So you do marketing for tech pros and you build websites for MSPs, right?
I love that. And totally one of my beliefs in marketing is clarity over catchiness. So I think like if you can understand what somebody does by the name of their company, I believe that to be really, really important. And it's one of the lessons we're going to talk about today. And yeah, just to give everyone a little background, my name's Nate. I run a company called Tech Pro Marketing. For the last 7 years, we've exclusively focused on helping MSPs generate more leads, win more customers through digital marketing. We started with focusing on some certain tactics like LinkedIn outreach, and still something that me and Steve, we're connected on LinkedIn. We're always kind of sharing stuff there, but an early mentor, he came to me and said, Nate, you know, you're going to have most success in this market if you just make it your mission to help them grow their business, to help them generate leads, to help them win new customers. And that has become my mission. So for 7 years or for about 6 years, I was doing it all on my own. About a year and a half ago, another one of my mentors who also happens to be in the MSP space, his name's Stuart Crawford. He ran a company called Ulistic, which was, I believe, probably the longest running MSP marketing company. I think he sold his MSP in about 2008 and was helping other MSPs with marketing since then. We acquired Ulistic about 18 months ago. And when we acquired Ulistic, it was great. We got their customer base. It was awesome. We were able to expand. But I think one of the things that I didn't expect to happen this acquisition that was maybe I should have, but it was a great benefit, was that we got to kind of compare what was working, right? What were some of the things that were working with Tech Pro Marketing and what we'd been doing and developing over the last 5 or 6 years at that point? And then what Ulistic had been developing for about 14, 15 years. Examined about 150 clients, everything that was going on. And when we came out of that, that really clarified what we know works for MSPs and helps them generate leads. We built in a model. It's based on three core pillars. Number one is outbound marketing. And that's kind of some of the things that me and Steve have talked about in the past. This is sending out cold emails, using LinkedIn, doing networking, getting yourself in front of your prospects. Then there's another pillar that's inbound marketing. This is things like SEO, paid advertising, where someone's searching for your service. You want to stay at top of mind. You want to be the one at the top of that list. But the third pillar, which I think is really the most important, is your online presence and your brand. And what I learned from our acquisition of Ulistic, all the collaboration we did, and now this combined like 23 years of experience helping MSPs, is that there are certain things you can do as an MSP with your website that are going to actually help you generate more leads, that are going to actually help you win more deals, that are going to actually help you go into your customer process and have a better experience with your clients once they sign up with you. So that's my backstory. MSP Sites, that was the last thing I want to mention. We built that to make it more accessible, easier for MSPs to get the same website experience. So we're a digital marketing agency. And I think whether you work with any type of agency, you need to be at a certain level in your MSP or in your business. It's expensive. You know, like if you're really, really early stage business, it's going to be hard. So we're trying to make building an effective MSP website, an effective marketing system, accessible to any MSP through MSP Sites. And I'm happy to share, you know, pull back the curtain. Everything we learned, it's all on the table today. We're not going to hide anything.
Wonderful. All right. So today we're going to talk about strategic lead generation with MSP websites. So you're going to give us all the magic. And I want to clarify. So yes, people can sign up with Tech Pro Marketing and MSP Sites and you know, do everything there. But everything that we're going to talk about today, it doesn't matter if you're using Squarespace or Wix or WordPress or MSP sites. So this will work on no matter what website platform you're using, because we're talking about the fundamentals, not the code and the tech.
1,000%. And in, you know, at the core of things, I'm like content management system, which is like your WordPress or Squarespace. I'm agnostic in that sense. You know, there's marketing automation we're going to talk about. You could use HubSpot, Salesforce, ActiveCampaign. Could use what we have in MSP sites. And even for us, when we take on a new client to Tech Pro Marketing, they've got a great website, but it's just missing a few of the elements we talk about today. We don't need to rebuild it on our platform, you know? So I think everything here can be applied, and you could find a way to get this done on any platform that you're using.
Wonderful. All right. So let's kind of dive in. Where do we start? Like what's the first thing that an MSP should do?
Yeah, I think the first thing that MSPs need to think about is the user journey and about how people are going to land on their website. And if I can kind of paint a picture that we've seen with a lot of our clients, and one thing that we have access to that many people might not think about is the contact forms on all of our clients' websites. And people who fill out those forms, they tell you what they're looking for and they tell you a little bit about their journey. So I've seen in our experience, one of the most common journeys is a CFO, a COO, maybe an office manager, and they've been tasked to find a new IT company. They're working with a current provider and that provider is kind of slow, maybe unprofessional and not meeting their expectations. Mm-hmm. So then they go into Google and they type in something like IT support company near me. So the first thing you need to understand is when they land on your website, they need to know that they're in the right place. Okay, so where I start with all MSPs, and really a lot of times clients come to us, they say, hey, what should I change this thing that's on like the bottom of this service page? And I'm kind of like, you know, that's important. We'll get to that. But right now, let's focus on what's called your hero area. Okay. And I don't know if maybe a term that people might more know is like above the fold content on your homepage. But basically where I want to start is the same place that most website visitors are going to start. And that is the top of your homepage. Mm-hmm. What I've got to share with you guys is a new website template that I'm working on for MSP sites. And just quite frankly, I think if you're a normal person, every time you do something, you're going to do it better. So in my case, I'm always trying to get better. So I really believe that every time we release a new template, and this is going to be our seventh template, they all get better. So I can walk you through the one that we actually have and that I'm working on right now. And I can explain some of the things that I'm putting into my template. And no matter what content management system, no matter what website system you're using, you can make a lot of these changes very easily. So should we pull that up, Steve?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. There we go.
All right. Cool. Yeah. So this template, it's called the Everyman. And mm-hmm. I just believe in general, having this type of branding works really well for MSPs. So I've had MSPs come to me and they said, hey, Nate, I've got a great MSP. Our name is itcrypto.ai. And I'm like, that's cool. Like, that sounds good. But let's put ourselves back in that office manager situation. Let's put us back in that COO, right? What they're looking for is a reliable IT company. And they want to know what you do. And they want to know that you're people that you know, like, and trust. So what I've got here is a highly optimized hero area for an MSP website. And some of the things that we've got in here is we've got a very top bar. Okay. So one of the primary considerations that MSP buyers have, IT buyers have, is the location. Being local is very important for a lot of these people who are switching MSPs. So at the very top left, the first thing I've got is just let's confirm the exact location you're at, right? So if you service businesses in San Antonio office, just get that right there. Okay. Cool. The office manager knows they're dealing with a local MSP. That's what they want. Next thing I've had is the support center. Because here's another thing. A lot of times your current clients, they're going to come to your website and they need to know how to get support right away without filling out your lead gen form. And we don't want them clogging up our lead gen system, right? If they fill out your lead gen form on your website, it's going to go to your sales department. It's going to be a holdup in there getting the support that they need. So we're going to make sure that we have a clear link to the support center. And then we're going to have the phone numbers, right? And I recommend having separate phone numbers, one for your support and one for your sales. We're going to get more deeper into this a little bit later on about why you want to have those and how those actually work. But definitely if you're local, have a local number there. That's going to show that you're in the right location, that you are local people, just like this local business that's looking for you. We've got your logo and we've got your menu. And this is another really important thing to think about, right? I've seen people try to get cute with the way that they structure their logo and menu. They use hamburger menus. They try some other things that are going to look different. But really, for people browsing the web, this is kind of your standard menu structure, and I would keep it this way. So put your logo on the left side. And again, right, put a little bit of a sub headline with your logo so that people know you're an IT services company. So I really recommend that you just have clarity in every area here, because if people come to your website and they're like, I don't think this is an MSP, they'll just go back and look for another company who is an MSP. Gotcha. I've got my main navigation menu. And for this, I really want to just put my four or five most important pages that I want people to see. So I've seen a lot of websites, MSP websites, that have super complex main navigation menus. And this can be really important for some business types, right? Like, for example, we run our virtualizations through Amazon Workspaces. And if you click it, if you're in like an Amazon cloud or in any of these cloud websites, they've got like thousands of different menu items. And you might need that if you're like an engineer. But for this, what we're trying to do is we're trying to create a path for them to get in touch. So we don't want to draw their attention to different areas. So something like our clients, right? And with this page, what we're doing is we're showing people who are the types of clients that we work with. Are you in the right place, right? What are some of the core services that we offer? Reviews. Okay, this is going to be one of the number one things that people are going to decide to work with you on is, have you done exactly what I need you to do, but for other businesses just like me, having an about. People care about who you are. They work with people that they know, like, and trust. And then a very, very clear call to action, schedule a call that's going to be on every page of the website. Okay, so we've got the top bar. We've got the main navigation.
Okay.
We've got our main headline, right? Let's be very clear. This is IT support and consulting, right? This is IT support and IT security. Whatever your core product is, let's make it very clear right there and putting it in the terms of what your customer is searching for. Having one or two sentences explaining your UVP, right? And for this case, we found that a great UVP is the outsourced IT department style UVP, because a lot of these great clients, they're not the ones that just want you to do one small thing. They're the clients that want you to do everything. So let's speak directly to them, okay? And then let's show some proof points. Let's show some credibility. So if you're an MSP and you have a website and you don't have a good number of Google reviews, this should be your number one priority. Building out your reviews, getting your testimonials. So if you don't have those yet, if you don't have 56 reviews yet, make that your goal. But here's where you should put in some level of credibility, some type of proof point, so people know that you're not just some fly-by-night company. We've got a call to action on the right side. So that if people land on this website, right? Sometimes I'm doing research. I get people, I'll put it the other way. I have people schedule calls with me, with my company, right? And they filled out the form. They scheduled the call. And then we get on the call and they're like, I can't quite remember why I booked this call. You know, I can't quite remember. I was really rushing when I did this. But then I get on the call and then we're able to convert them. So making it easy for them to fill out this form. And then the next thing that we've got here is, like I mentioned, people work with people they know, like, and trust. So let's show your team right away. Okay. And some of you guys are startup MSPs. You don't have the team yet. I would turn this into a section about the owner. But definitely having your photos, having your team, making this real and authentic to you is going to be a key to having success. So I think the first thing you guys got to do if you want to generate leads from your website is maximize this area with all those points that I just discussed.
I got to say, it's simple, and it almost feels too simple, Nate. And that's, you know, so I've done web design. I've probably designed 60 websites, and I've had some that look like this. And I got to say, like, the amount of pushback I would get from people because they want, I want a mega menu. You know, they don't know the terms, right? But they want a menu where when you hover or click, it pops up a big thing with all these icons and all these different items to choose from. And it's got like all your services here, but it's got your latest three blog posts here. And like, and they want all these features and widgets and gadgets and all this stuff on their website. And what I just heard from you is stop trying to fit all of that cool, techie, fancy stuff on your website. You're not important enough for that.
I mean, that's not, I think there's a different reason why, but that's exactly right. And I think, like I mentioned in the beginning, is one of the big themes that we're talking about is that you need to be clear, not catchy.
Sure.
And well, I don't, yeah.
Well, okay. So would you mind opening up a new tab?
Sure.
We're going to pick on, and it's because they have a beautiful website. Okay. Yeah. So if you go to ninja1.com.
Yeah.
So like if you hover over products or solutions, I guess you got it. Yeah. So like this is the type of stuff, like it's gorgeous. And you know, when you offer a lot of things like an MSP, for example, they have cybersecurity and Microsoft 365 and backups and so on and so forth, right? All these different services we offer. Wouldn't we want people to hover over services and be able to like select the service we want?
Well, I think one thing is what MSPs need to realize is the business that they're in. Okay. And Ninja One, they're a software company.
Mm-hmm.
MSPs are an IT support company. So Ninja One as a software company, the features are going to be what people are looking for. So as an MSP looking through this, you're going to go through a long, drawn out buying process. You're very clear on who Ninja One is, probably before you even get to this website. You're very clear on who the competitors are. MSPs stay up to date. Companies like Channel Program exist just to provide information to MSPs on the different softwares that they can provide. Mm-hmm. And the buying process for MSPs is going to be a lot more of it is going to be done on the website. They're going to be researching the website more. And Ninja One's done a great job here. And yeah, this is a great menu. But what Ninja One is sacrificing here is people are going to get lost here, right? They're going to start researching it, and then they're not going to schedule that call. Now, me knowing the MSP space, I actually think this is a very good idea, because one of the number one complaints that MSPs have against vendors is they called me too much. I don't want to get on a call with them. And Ninja One's being very respectful by providing the information without forcing you to get on a call with them. So I think them knowing their target audience really well. I think for an MSP who's trying to target a COO, they don't have the product knowledge. They don't have the industry knowledge. They're not as a sophisticated buyer that the Ninja One audience is for them.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's helpful. So MSPs, as much as you might like the Ninja One website, don't try to replicate it for your own. That's what I just heard.
And I think honestly, but straight up though, Ninja One did a lot of really great things here. Okay. They
sure,
are
yeah.
some things that are awesome here, right? A few of the things that I mentioned, having a phone number at the top of the page,
mm-hmm.
having a call to action on the top right, having your logo on the left, having a headline that clearly states what you do, having a subheadline. In a lot of ways, this website looks very similar, right? And I mentioned that for an MSP, Google Reviews is a great way of doing proof points. For Ninja One, they've got some great proof points right here. Not really sure exactly what these are. I think these are their clients. You know, I'd maybe be a little bit more clear if I was Ninja One about what that exactly is, but
right,
they've done a lot of great things here. So I would say they've got a great strategy. It's very well thought out. And for an MSP to try to copy someone else's strategy, that's where you're going to run into problems. And I think if you're an MSP, you want to copy someone's strategy, just copy my strategy, like right now, because I'm actually giving you one that's specific to your business. And I do think there's different types of MSPs, but most of the ones that we talk about, that we talk to, these are your local, geographic, small business MSP. So if you're an MSP that does cloud redundancy and things like that, you might need to do something different than this. But I think the majority of MSPs that I've spoken to, the majority of MSPs are in this community. They service a local geographic market. And if they target more than one market, they do it one market at a time. So this location is so, so important for them.
Great. All right. So we've set up our hero. It looks beautiful. Now what? Okay. Now the leads just start rolling in and, you know, all is right with the world, right?
You know, there is this, whenever you have a website, whenever you have any type of marketing strategy, you need like a conversion strategy. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about today. You also need a traffic generation strategy. And if you have a traffic generation strategy in place, right, and this could be something like Google Ads, SEO, cold email, LinkedIn networking, going to events, doing webinars, doing live streams, all this type of stuff, this will start converting. But there's, I think we're not going to get into that exactly how you would do all of that today. It's a whole nother topic. But I think the next thing you need to think about in terms of your MSP website is your appointment process. So we've shown the main page right here. And I think if we pull that up, I'm going to show you something that's going to, I would recommend all MSPs do. In terms of setting up your appointment process and making sure that it's a really, really smooth system. Because if I go back to that IT buyer, that person who's frustrated with their current IT support provider, some of the major issues that's causing frustration, lack of communication and lack of timely communication, lack of expectation setting. So we can start this process of showing that your MSP actually has amazing expectation setting, has amazing communication, and is very, very good at responding in a really short amount of time through your website. So if you want to pull that up again, I'll show you kind of the next screen of what we're going to
Absolutely,
do.
Yeah.
So we got a few pages here. I'm going to skip over some. This is kind of like an about page. We'll get back to that. This is the results page. Very, very important. But when someone fills out that form on the homepage that I showed you, right, I'll just go back a little bit. If they fill out this form, or if they click this button, it's very important that we take them to a high converting schedule an appointment page. If they've filled out that first form on the homepage, these two fields are going to be filled in. If they haven't, it won't be. And you guys can set this up with any system. This is not like required with our system. Any form system will allow pre-filled forms if you set it up correctly. But what we're doing here on this appointment page is we're not saying, contact us and giving this like, you know, 15 field form. We're not putting all our contact methods and then burying our form in the bottom. And I've seen some weird contact pages. What we're doing is we're removing all distractions, right? We've got rid of that top menu that allows people to click around. We're making it very clear about what they need to do. Okay. We're using some visual cues to get them to move forward. Right? Just like this bar right here, this progress bar, right? You're in the middle of something. This is step one. Here's a little bit of what to expect, showing these three points about what's going to happen next, right? Continuing to show social proof, right? With some Google reviews. Again, making sure they remember that we are in their city. We are a local company to them. And then giving a very easy contact form. Sometimes I see contact forms, oh, you have to give me your number of employees, number of computers, all these types of things. What's going to happen if you ask too many questions?
They're not going to fill it out.
They're not going to fill it out. Oh, I don't know the answer to that. I'll come back to it later. Even if they have the best intentions of mind, I'm stuck on this one. I'll just come back to it later. Let's just make it very easy. And don't underestimate this, how can we help field, this send us a message field. You'd be so surprised at how many people put so much detail into this. And all that other information about computer users and things like that, just get it on the first call. Do a little bit of research about them beforehand. There's so many ways you can collect this information. And I think in some industries where, you know, you've got like hundreds of appointments each week, like maybe you need to get more stuff in the field, in the form. But for a lot of MSPs, we're talking about trying to schedule 2 meetings a week. 3 meetings a week would be a lot for a lot of MSPs. We can take it slow. We can just treat each case as a case-by-case basis, do research, and, you know, do a lot of the work on our end. It's not a super high-volume industry.
And one thing I want to stress is the fewer form fields, the better. Nate, you hit the nail on the head where, you know, don't ask them how many computers they have. Don't even ask them, are you a current customer or are you interested? Like, you should have separate forms and separate landing pages for people that are interested in scheduling an appointment like this one here. Yeah. Versus maybe you want to have an actual contact us page. And that's where all the people who want to reach you for another reason. So they can sell you a new website, because that's what 60% of the form fills are anyway, right?
We don't even do that form, because it's like, if they're not a current client, if they're not a lead, they're probably a distraction. So let's not even give them that opportunity. Make them hard to reach out to you, because we know what they're after. They're going to try to sell you something. Exactly. So this is step one we've got here. And yes, keep it simple. Clarity over catchiness, clarity over anything else here. Make it very easy. And this is step one. And then step two is to schedule your call. Okay.
So actually have the Calendly or HubSpot or whatever you use, Microsoft Bookings.
Yeah.
Have it go there, and ideally have it be embedded on your website, just so that way it matches the brand. It doesn't feel like you've taken them somewhere else and then they feel misled or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
And something to think about here. Some MSPs have come to me and said, we just want to have the schedule instead of the form. And I don't recommend that, because then you could run into the situation where someone tries to schedule, they don't find a time, either through human error on your part. Guys, this happens, right? We actually let our scheduling link kind of, you know, like we go on vacation and we don't realize it, or something happens with the connection here. Don't risk it, you know, collect their information first. So if anything happens with your scheduler, you've at least got their contact information.
That's genius. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is my ideal flow for this. But then there's a little more that happens. Okay. So once this happens, and now I'm going to show you our example of how we do it at Tech Pro Marketing. We've got a few things that are going to happen. And I'm going to pull this off screen for a second, because I got logged out and I want to make sure that I do not break any privacy laws here and accidentally show any information. So what we've got here is this is a lead dashboard system. This is something that we have inside Tech Pro Marketing. This is available as an upgrade for MSP sites. There are comparable tools out there. I honestly haven't researched them all, so I can't like say exactly them, but I do know for like a lead dashboard, WhatConverts is another awesome tool, but you can always reach out to us. I think ours is a little bit better and probably cheaper in most cases. But what I want to show you is a little bit of the lead follow-up that we're doing. So I'm going to go into site settings, and I'm going to show you two settings that we do with our leads. Number one is inside our form settings. We have an option called fast dial forms, okay? And this is something where when someone completes a form on your website, it will take their phone number and automatically dial you, okay? You will get a message, and the message will say, you have a website form, press 1 to connect. You press 1 to connect, and then it will immediately dial the person who filled out the form.
Is it going to tell me anything like their name, their company?
No, it's that fast. It's within 30 seconds. So you have to be ready. You have to know exactly what it is. And I just think this is such a nice touch, you know, where they are currently fed up with the slow response times of their current IT provider. And for you to respond within 30 seconds of them completing a form, this is really, really powerful. So on this call, I wouldn't even do anything. You know, this is just a call to say hello. And she's like, oh, hi, this is Nate from Tech Pro Marketing. I saw that you just completed a form on our website and I'm just pulling it up right now. So since you filled it out, I wanted to just quickly ask you, have any questions or anything I can answer? Otherwise, we can wait until you've got our scheduled call to answer anything. And then they're going to say, oh my gosh, I'm so surprised. I didn't expect you to call right now. How much is that going to separate you from their current IT provider? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it makes you look incredibly responsive. Yes. And hopefully your support is equally responsive. But yeah. but that's the impression that you're going to give.
And that's what you need to do. You know, as an MSP, no, you have to have incredible support time. This is the world that we live in, you know. This is your business. This, like, this is your business. So start it at the very beginning. Start it from their first interaction with you. So that's one feature. Another feature we're going to do after they fill out that form is an automation. And with most tools, you'll be able to integrate this, something like this. And this is the back end of MSP Sites. That's our website and marketing automation platform. It's very similar to something like HubSpot. It's very similar to something like ActiveCampaign.
Yeah.
And the appointment confirmations email series, email automation is so powerful. So if someone fills out a strategy call on the Tech Pro Marketing website, right, and guys, we're a marketing agency. Our business is different than yours. So I don't have fast dial forms turned on for my stuff. That's not my business model. I have a different business. For an MSP, I really recommend turning on fast dial forms. But this is something that we do that I recommend you guys do as well. Once someone completes that calendar booking, right? And I do recommend, this is where I think you could set this up with Zapier. You know what I mean? You could set this up with webhooks. But I think if your calendar tool is part of your marketing automation tool, you can do more powerful, you can do more powerful automations.
Okay.
So it does help to kind of have a lot of these things connected. So what we do is someone fills out the form, it's going to assign it to our salesperson. It's going to add some tags, put them into the correct pipeline, right? If we're doing our pipeline and opportunities. But the thing I want to share with you guys is once they fill out that form, it's going to pull up and it's going to send them an email. And this is what our email looks like, right? Thanks for scheduling the strategy call. This is the person you're going to have the call with. Here's what you can expect going into this call, right? You should have received a calendar invite. To be prepared, think about your current challenges. Here's our agenda. And after our call, you'll get a summary. If you need anything, here's my phone number. So instead of just your call is confirmed and just like the basic Calendly confirmation, sending out something like this, now it starts to show your professionalism. It starts to separate you from every other form that they filled out because they may have reached out to three or four IT providers, right? And their current company certainly doesn't do anything like this. So that's immediately after. 24 hours before, we do a reminder email. This one I love, right? Because we're mentioning, have the hour blocked off for our call. We do a strategy call. I'd recommend you guys do an IT consultation, slightly different business model, you know, but similar thing. Have your video on. We've just found that if we're doing a Zoom call, if we're doing a Teams call, when we have the video on, we get so much more engagement. We have such a higher close rate. So let's let them know right here, right? Don't take this from your car. Don't take the... Has anyone here done a sales call with somebody and they're like, oh, I'm in my Tesla. It's okay. It's like, dude, that's so disrespectful. Like, let them know who you're dealing with here and then respond back with the words 100%. We know when they respond back with 100%, we're going to have a great call with them. 1 hour before, right? And this is where, like, yes, this is where having the integration helps because having our calendar in the same system as a reminder email series allows us to do this based off of when the appointment is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So wait until 1 hour before the strategy call. And then we're going to send a final reminder email. This one is something like, just to let you know, here's a Zoom meeting link in case you can't find it. And then we even send an SMS message, right? So some of you guys are not doing SMS marketing. At first, for a while, I was like, that's not really for B2B. Like, SMS is not the right thing for B2B. That's for B2C. That's for e-commerce brands. No, actually, B2B people really appreciate it. Like, oh man, thanks for the text. I wouldn't have showed up for the call otherwise. So this is just a professional follow-up that you can do on your form. So If you're going to nail your appointment process, it's all of that. It starts on the website, then it moves into your marketing automation.
So, and I just want to clarify for everyone watching this, this is something that, I mean, if you're crazy enough to spend money on HubSpot professional, marketing professional, you can do it with that. You can do all of this with ActiveCampaign, with, I think, MailChimp. It might not look like this, but like most of these email and marketing automation platforms out there, you can do this type of stuff with. And then there's even Zapier is really expensive if you wanted to, you know, be able to do something that's got multiple steps like this. So you could look at something similar like Make.com. And Make.com, you can set all this type of stuff up. But obviously, you know, Tech Pro Marketing and MSP sites, it looks like they've got this kind of, is a lot of this stuff like pre-built for people if they were to sign up with you?
Exactly. Okay. So what we've done with MSP sites is like, we're not CRM developers, okay? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to go out here and be like, yes, I coded this from scratch. No, what we did is we worked with a marketing channel vendor, right? You know, some of you guys have, if you're an MSP, you're working with vendors and they kind of sell through you. We're working with a marketing channel CRM, but we're a value added reseller. So what we do is when you buy it from us, when you buy through us, all of our, everything's pre-built into it, you know? So imagine like signing up for HubSpot. And instead of when you go into the website templates in HubSpot, they've got, you know, a HubSpot, the template for like an HVAC company, a template for a SaaS company. Well, we've got only MSP templates in there, right?
Got it.
Everything in there is just pre-configured for MSPs. So yeah, I think comparable technology to all of those, but we're going to save you, like, I can just say personally, because I built all these automations and everything, hundreds of hours, as long as what it took me to get done, you know?
So I just want to recap. So we want to have very well thought out and planned homepage with a top bar, logo, menu, and a nice hero with a very clear and not catchy or pithy headline and a nice little tagline about you underneath that, and a form. No button to click. Just put the form right there so that way they can schedule an appointment. You don't want any pop-up modals.
No.
You don't need any hamburger menus. Just put the form right there on the top, right by the headline.
Exactly. Incorporate a little bit of social proof, a little bit of customization to show your personal photos, right? Try to avoid stock photos. And then you've got everything this IT buyer needs in just one screen, and they can just connect with you and it's done.
And then once they fill out that form, it's going to take them to another page where it's going to start a two-step, at least with your system, it's a two-step process where they fill out a slightly larger form where the first form was just name and email.
Yeah.
The next form is going to ask for additional things like business name, phone number, and then I think there was a message spot too that you might recommend.
A message spot, yeah, that's so important.
And then that using the power of APIs and URLs and whatever else, when they hit next, it transmits that information to your booking screen.
Yep.
So that way when they pick the date and time they want to either call or meet with you, whichever you set it up to be, now it's all collected and it's all just going to be filled out on the booking form for you. And then once that's done, it's going to start triggering some automations in your marketing automation tool that you're using?
You nailed it. That's exactly right. And I think where a lot of MSPs get caught up is they're like, exactly back to the beginning of the conversation, they're like, okay, I need my website to look different than everybody else. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think the IT buyer is like, that's not what they're judging you on. They're not going in and being like, is this different than the other MSP that's 60 miles away? It's like, no, they're like,
there's really not much you can do to change your website and make it feel different that either A, hasn't been done before, so it's not going to be really all that different, or B, is so confusing that they're just not going to navigate because it's too different.
We have a shared philosophy on how websites should work. Yeah.
Yeah. So what happens next? Is there anything else that we should be doing as part of this lead gen setup?
I think there's a few other. I think the other really important thing is about lead capture. So we've talked about forms so far, but we didn't talk about the other methods that prospects are reaching out to MSPs. Yeah. We analyzed 112 websites. We looked at all the forms. We found that of all the leads we generated, and these were the quality leads, about 50% came through the form. So the form is the most important, but about 25% came through the phone and about 25% came through live chat. So I'll share again, and I'll take you through a little bit of how you can make this happen.
Yeah.
So going back into my lead dashboard, I recommend making sure that you're using our lead dashboard. You can reach out to us for that, or something like WhatConverts, which is really the only other tool that does this, but there's CallRail. I guess that's another way to do it. Basically a call recording tool that you're going to have your, you know, if we go back in, you're going to have your sales inquiries be recorded and they're going to go directly to your salesperson. So I've had a lot of MSPs, I call the phone on their website, nobody answers, right? I've called the phone number on the website, it's disconnected, right? They didn't even notice. I've had it where it went to the service desk. It was a hot lead. The service desk didn't understand what was happening. They're like, are you a current client? They're like, no. They're like, okay, we can only help our current clients. I was like, oh my gosh, no. We emailed the client right away. We're like, call them back, please. Lucky we had call recording set up. So making sure that you have that call recording, making sure that you've got a live agent chat on your website. And guys, nobody wants AI chatbots to work more than me. I'm telling you, I do. I really, really want AI chat.
So do I. But yeah. The problem I have with AI, and it's not even really AI. You know, when you call, let's say you're calling the pharmacy and it's like, hi, you know what, please say why you're calling. I need to speak with the pharmacist. It sounds like you need to refill a prescription. No, I need to speak with a pharmacist. I start cussing out the AI on the phone. And then it's like, goodbye. And then it just hangs up on you.
I know. And, you know, so I want AI to be there. It's not there yet. You know, I think that's the main point. And what's one of the major things that people ask our chat agents? Are you a real person?
Yeah. I was going to say, can I speak with a real person?
I'm a real person. You know, so I'm not going to take you onto a live client website. I'm going to show you our website because we use the same chat. And we use Amy. And Amy's our live chat agent, and she's really here. She's really there. So
we
pop up just like this on every website. So that way, you know, I've seen other chat ones like, click here if you want to chat. I believe we don't need them to ask us to chat. Let's just ask them a question. So don't just say, I'm here if you have any questions, but actually put in a question that you have for them. So in my case, can I have the name of your MSP, right? That's and then genius. People are like, all right, is this real or not? Let me find out. They get in, like, here's the name of my MSP. Are you real? Yes, I am. And it's like, okay, tell me this. Okay, well, you know, I'm an agent. I'm a live person on their website. I can help you book with Mike Feelstra. I can try to answer some basic questions, but I'm not actually in the office right now, you know? So this is a great chat agent. She knows how to answer everything.
Have you thought about saying, hi, I'm Amy, and then in parentheses, I'm actually a real person, not a chatbot?
Honestly, I should. So I'm probably going to use that idea. So thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
And, you know, because she's there 24/7, and it's not just Amy, you know, like it's manned by a team because we got so much, you know, this is on so many accounts, but they respond immediately, like right away. Mm-hmm. So when we talked about that speed to lead being so important for MSPs, because your help desk speed is like literally one of the most important things that you're talking about here, having a live agent that's actually there is so, so helpful. So Amy, when we put her on our clients' websites, she's got access to their calendar and she knows how to answer basic questions. And then she says, hey, that's a really good question. What's your email address in case I get disconnected? That's a really good question. Can I have your phone number just in case we get disconnected? Can I help schedule a meeting with you and our owner?
Wait, are you saying you actually have your people chatting on your MSP client websites?
This is part of our service. Yeah.
That's amazing, man. Yeah. And look, guys, I'm sorry. I don't mean to turn this into a sales pitch, but holy cow, that's awesome. Like,
I didn't realize how important it was when I first started doing it. So like, thank you for that. At first I was like, yeah, I guess we need like live agent. Like, let's get it going. But then when we realized that we have some clients come to us and like, oh yeah, that live agent chat really worked. I just closed a deal. It was like $1 million in revenue in the first year, thanks to the live agent chat. And they're like, by the way, Nate, we had the fast dial chat turned on. That's one of the features inside our lead dashboard. So we've got fast dial forms. Fast dial chat works really well as well. So they called back right away and it just produced an amazing experience. This MSP that, you know, sold the seven figures in the first year or whatever, this guy's runs an amazing business. Do you know? Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to mislead people. I really believe the success of your marketing, the biggest factor is the quality of your business. You need to have a great business. But yes, using our lead dashboard works so well. So what you end up seeing, because this is our lead dashboard, it tracks forms, it tracks calls, and it tracks chats from the website all in one place. And it's all connected into one system. So I filled out a form here. I'm going to just scroll down. Oh, it's really annoying because I wanted to show you what it would look like, but someone else completed a form since I did my form like an hour ago. But basically you can scroll down this page and you're going to see every lead that came in through your website. It's going to have every chat, every website form, and every contact and every phone call that came in through that sales line. And then you're going to be able to look through and see something like this, where it's like, okay, this is how we did, you know, this week we got three chats and five forms. And you can go in and you can mark the quality of it. And like where I was mentioning what converts, that's also a really, really powerful tool and I love it, but it's, say, a little bit too much for most MSPs. It's great if you're like a marketing manager. And I actually use that as well. So I am a what converts, I'm a big
partner fan. Or reseller.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I am an affiliate of them. But for most MSPs, I think a basic dashboard that shows you your chats, your phone leads, and your form leads, and then you can go back over the past 12 months and see how effective your marketing has been. And this is another thing where I've seen a lot of MSPs be like, Nate, are we prepared for the Google Analytics 4 update? Like Universal Analytics is getting turned off in 17 days. Like, are we prepared for that? And I'm like, bro, like, let's just focus on like some basic KPIs before we get into some of these really detailed KPIs.
Mm-hmm.
MSP, local MSPs, is a high ticket local B2B sale. The metrics that you look at for this are very, very different than some of the metrics you look at for low ticket B2B SaaS. And one of the big mistakes that I see is MSPs going on like the HubSpot blog, the Salesforce blog, and taking the advice in those blogs literally as what they should be doing. But the truth is, HubSpot and Salesforce, these are low ticket B2B SaaS with a global audience. You are high ticket B2B service in a local market. What you should be measuring, how you should be approaching your marketing is completely different. MSPs need a much simpler approach to marketing. So I believe a simple lead dashboard just like this, where you can listen to your calls, see all your chats, see all your forms, mark how good they were, and look back over the last 6 months and see your results clearly in that lens only, is really, really powerful. I think when MSPs start going and they're like, okay, I'm going to check my bounce rate on my services page, it's like, you might be, you know, not that you shouldn't do that, but did you do everything that's, you know, a little bit higher up on the list of things that need to get done before you went there? Mm-hmm. So for most MSPs, just a general dashboard like this is going to be really well. It's going to work really well.
Very cool. Well, Nate, I got to say, I am impressed with everything that you said. It all seems like common sense to me, but that's because I do websites. For some MSPs who don't do websites, I'm sure you've blown somebody's mind by how simple this really is to set up. It's not about complexity. It's about consistency.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's so true. And it's about consistency, but also just simplicity so that you can actually use it. One of my pet peeves is like I go into a new client's website and I see that they have like 17 different forms in their website. It's like, yeah, we created a form for this. We created a form for this. We created a form for this. It's like all you're doing right now is giving yourself so much more work to do when you're going to come back and do this analysis. So when we do an MSP website, when we're creating the forms in the back end, we have three forms. We've got that short form that redirects to the long form. We've got the long form, which redirects to the calendar booking page. And then we've got one lead magnet. All right, a lot of MSPs are like, I need like seven different lead magnets. I'm like, did you even get any conversions from one of them? Let's focus on doing one thing right. Let's focus on getting results from one thing. And you probably don't even need anything after that.
So let's talk about the lead magnet for a couple minutes before we wrap up.
Yeah.
Have you found that there's a certain type of lead magnet? So first, let's define a lead magnet. Typically, that's like, you know, fill out this form to get our white paper or ebook or, so, you know, basically it's a, you give me something and I'll give you something and it's not an appointment.
Yeah.
Have you found that there's a type of lead magnet that works better for MSPs?
I have. I think this is just for all businesses in general. Your lead magnet should be a small version of your core product. So I think for an MSP, something like a buying guide is really helpful. You know, so I know like a lot of people are doing it. Everybody's got an IT buying guide on their website. That's because it directly relates to what they're trying to do. So you really want it to be one step lower. So I think something like an IT buying guide or for in MSP sites, we've got something that's called cost-effective IT. And, you know, it's a different spin on it. It's about, you know, making sure that your IT is cost effective. But I also think that the content of your lead magnet should be the last thing you think about. And where I've seen people really go wrong with lead magnets is they put all this effort into creating a really, really in-depth lead magnet when you don't even know if people are going to download it yet. So I recommend start with a more basic lead magnet and really focus on making sure that your offer is hitting. So the title of the lead magnet and the landing page for the lead magnet. The other thing to think about is the funnel. So we haven't used the term funnel in here, but if you guys will ever want to kind of think about what funnels are, Russell Brunson, ClickFunnels, a really amazing entrepreneur in the marketing space. Everything I did with that short form to the longer form, to the calendar booking, to the follow-up email series, this is actually a funnel, you know? So I've really created a funnel for MSPs. I'm not using that language, but that's what it is. So I think you need to consider what is the funnel for your lead magnet. So if you're going to really have success with it, you need to have the title of the lead magnet, be something that they're going to want to download. Number two, you need the form and the conversion page to be easy to download. Follow those same principles we talked about for the website homepage. Number three, you want your thank you page to have that next step. So what we do after you click to download the funnel, it says, or the download the lead magnet, it says, thank you. Our system is processing. You'll get it in 10 minutes. In the meantime, schedule your call with our team. You'd be surprised at how many people go in to download something. Then they land on that page and like, yeah, I guess I will schedule. And then they complete that step of the funnel. The last thing I'll say is I strongly recommend using an email course as your delivery method. Why? Because I've seen so many people put so much effort into creating this big, long ebook. They send the ebook and then you've hit their inbox once.
Mm-hmm.
We all know it takes 7, 10, 15, 20, 100 times before someone's actually going to, you know, respond back to your message. So if you do the ebook where you give them the download, you're creating a whole nother set of work where then you have to do the follow-up email series. My philosophy, let's just put the ebook, whatever your thing is, put it into a series of emails that get sent out. If you want to do it fast, it could be a 7-day challenge. If you wanted to go it slow, 12-week email course, something along those lines.
And the best part about that is now you don't have to worry about designing an ebook, because yes, that's, you know, that's the most frustrating part. Like, you know, let's be honest. You can go to ChatGPT and have the content made for one of these ebooks, right? Yeah. But then you got to take it to Canva or Adobe or hire somebody on Fiverr or a professional if you've got the money to do so. And now you're going back and forth with designs and revisions and, oh, I think I want cornflower blue instead of baby blue or sky blue. And no, just if you send it out as an email, you put your logo on the top, maybe, and you just write out the content. You don't need graphics, colors. Do I want it to be with Lato or Roboto font? Like, no, it doesn't matter because they don't have that font on their computer and it's going to be Arial anyway.
Yeah. So you're with me. You get it. It's like, let's take out the complexity. Let's make it simple. Let's focus on our business outcomes here. And let's take out anything that's going to cause like personal preferences to even get in the way of it. You know, like we don't need to be doing that. So. All right. Oh, Christoph's here. What's up, man?
Yeah, we got some stuff happening in the chat, man. So you are impressing some people, Nate, as I expected you to. So oh,
thank you.
There's no surprise there. Thank you so much for coming here and doing this. If somebody wants to connect with you, should they go to techpromarketing.com?
Yeah, go to techpromarketing.com. We just relaunched our website. So that could be a fun thing to even reverse engineer. If you want to funnel hack me, you know, you can check it out. You can also go to mspsites.com, learn more about our product there. If you schedule a call with us through either one, you're going to have an opportunity to meet with myself, Cassie from my team, or Mike from my team. And our goal with any type of strategy call, demo call, is really to just help you guys get clear on the next steps you need to take with your marketing. You can do that and there will be no pressure. I'm literally on a grassroots mission right now to reach and help as many MSPs as possible. We're not high pressure. We're not stuck up about it. We want to have a big impact in the MSP space and we want to build our audience. We want to build our fan base now. So if you just want help, go in and schedule that call with us. Yeah.
And I'm all about transparency on you know, pricing and all that good stuff. So this is what you guys have right on your MSP sites webpage. You've got your pricing right here. You've made it very easy for MSPs to understand, is this something that I can afford? So kudos to you for making it easy for those of us who are interested in moving forward. You can even hit the get started button on mspsites.com and you'll get started. And this, so if we do the website and CRM, I just want to clarify, does that include that funnel thing that you were showing us?
That whole process is included and it's pre-built out for you.
That's awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate you, Nate. I can't wait to have you on demo days sometime so we can show off MSP sites in greater detail.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited to explore it with you. Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
Absolutely. Hey, you take care, everybody. And I will catch you guys next week where we go over another MSP Tutor episode. Take care, guys.